WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The U.S. Justice Department and the Texas Secretary of State's office are being asked by the Bryan Political Action Committee to allow Bryan voters to consider 10 proposed changes to the city charter.
If we had 74 people walking the streets to get these signatures, they need to know we're not going to quit till it's done, and it's not done yet.
Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions PAC disagreed with the city secretary's decision that the petition fell 355 signatures shy of the minimum and that 216 signatures came from people who were not registered voters.
That's not true. That's absolutely wrong.
Mayor Andrew Nelson says he hopes the federal and state officials can explain to Sutherland what is going on.
I think any raising of questions at this point, at least based on what was contained in this letter, is unfounded and I think out of line.
Sutherland, who was also on the city council, was the only vote against accepting the city secretary's decision. Three people are running unopposed for local office in the Twin Cities in this November's election.
That group includes Bryan school board member David Stasny, Bryan councilman Greg Owens, and former College Station councilman John Nichols, who's returning after running for mayor last year. There are five contested races. Two came about in the final hour of the filing period. Former Bryan Councilman Mitch Moorhead's running against incumbent Mike Sutherland, and for Bryan School Board, Dietrich Morgan's running against incumbent Julie Harlan. There are three candidates for the College Station School Board seat being vacated by Board President Valerie Yokin. They are Geralyn Nolan, Gerald Vervold, and Shana Elliott. An incumbent on the CSISD Board, Michael Schaefer, is being challenged by Jacqueline Martin Huff. There will be at least one new face on the College Station City Council due to term limits. In place one, Eleanor Zarek Vasali and Bob Brick are seeking the seat being vacated by Blanche Brick. And in place three, incumbent Linda Harville is being challenged by Dallas Shipp. Voter registration continues through October 10th, and the first day of early voting is October 23rd. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A West Bryan manufacturer's expansion plan took a step forward after the Bryan School Board agreed to a settlement regarding air pollution concerns.
Saint-Gobain has agreed to a 15% reduction in emissions for all future expansion, including this expansion project.
Board President Trey Moore says the settlement calls for Saint-Gobain Ceramics to make a $15,000 payment to the district's general fund for an educational component.
With the money that's going into that fund, we will then take their data and employ air quality experts and also have them work with some of our own science students as part of an air quality program through the junior high school level to go on an annual basis to help monitor the emissions in our community.
Saint-Gobain's expansion plans remain on hold due to others voicing their opposition to state officials. Organizers of two annual fundraisers are saying thanks to participants. The Junior League says they collected more than 28,000 school supply items at this year's Stuff the Bus Drive. That's an increase of almost 1,000 from last year. This year's recipients of $1,000 spirit grants are Rock Prairie Elementary in College Station and Mary Branch Elementary in Bryan. And the Brazos Valley Food Bank reports the 24th annual Feast of Caring generated more than $46,000. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. It's 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold
at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and 6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 6025-3. See dealer for details.
Howdy, howdy, it's 6:10. Let's check weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
So very warm temperatures in the forecast the next couple of days with high pressure in control. There'll be an abundance of sun. We're 95 to 100 as we head through the afternoon. Tonight's skies will have the tendency to be clear to partly cloudy at times. Overnight lows are going to be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with temperatures between 95 and 100. Maybe a late night thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. Partial sun, chance of thunderstorms on Thursday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the AP Top 25 has been released, and guess who's at the top? Meanwhile, the Rangers earned a 5-3 victory over the Angels on the back of an Adrian Beltre homer, and the hits keep coming for Baylor. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have nothing to talk about today.
Nothing.
We have 3 hours we have to fill, and we have nothing to talk about.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I'm not sure. There may be long pauses. It'll be like listening to an NPR station.
Okay.
Because, I mean, that thing's already happened. That happened yesterday.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And first day of school for Brian was yesterday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. The top 25 came out yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. everything is yesterday. So I don't know.
Well, you know, and it's Tuesday.
I know. It's kind of one of those lost days in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Had I really looked ahead and seen that there was really going to be nothing today, I would have asked Clip Howard what he does, because, you know, lots of times he has shows where he doesn't have anything that's worth listening to.
Or we could have just taken the day off, Scott.
Could have taken the day off. We could have run, like, Wall Street Journal until 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so we'll do our best today.
I think we'll figure it out.
All right.
I think we can do it.
Kind of like dragging a body bag through the desert some days. It's just, you know.
Just got to get it done.
Yeah, I don't want any expectations today, I guess is what I'm asking.
Setting the bar real low,
that's
y'all.
Right, exactly.
Real low.
All right, so Winnipeg police allege a 45-year-old man robbed the same gas station three times in just over 24 hours last Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
Well, you know, police say the first robbery, I mean, you got to get it right. You know?
Yeah.
Police said the first robbery at the gas station about 1:30 on Friday afternoon when the suspect allegedly wielding a knife, came in and stole some sum of money. 12:30 the next day, police said the man came back to the gas station carrying a knife, but left without any money. And then later that day, about 4:30, the suspect allegedly entered a nearby drugstore with a knife, but again, took no money. So 15 minutes later, he returned to the same gas station for the third time. Confronted an employee with a knife who probably said, "What, it's you again?
You again? Come on, man.
What are you doing here?"
Suspect again left empty-handed. Police said the final robbery at the gas station came only 20 minutes after their identification until they had been there. I mean, they'd just been there, and they leave, and then 20 minutes later, the guy shows up. Daryl Johnson DeGiris is his name. Found and arrested shortly thereafter by the same police unit that originally responded to the very first call. Charged with 4 counts of both robbery and possession of a weapon, as well as carrying a concealed weapon, detained in custody. Police say he came back dressed slightly differently each time. I'm sure hoping that would throw them off.
Oh, yeah.
This is a brilliant disguise. Right. I've got a hat on.
The police constable, Jan Murray, says that he has a past with robberies and noted that the circumstances of the situation was, quote, very uncommon. Yeah.
Yeah, because most even stupid criminals don't go back the third time.
If that's happening regularly, then we've got a serious problem.
Well, and unfortunately, because it's Canada or whatever, they don't have any mugshot of him. I would like to see that.
Because that would be insensitive, eh?
Yeah, probably.
Info.
Mation.
And again, he's in Winnipeg. It's a fairly big city.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he could probably try someplace else.
You would think.
And
that's the only bank he knows, though, you know?
Well, he's using a knife. He's using a knife. A gub would have worked so much better.
I think so.
And going at 1:30 in the afternoon, I mean, what in the world is that about either?
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. It's 616, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so here we go. It's the 22nd. Now, was it yesterday Oldsmobile Day? Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember you saying that.
Today is Cadillac Day.
All right.
Yeah, I guess they were founded in 1902, it says here. So, all right. It's Be an Angel Day. All right. Be, I guess, nice to people. Tooth Fairy Day. Hey,
there we go.
Right. It'd be the Tooth Fairy Day.
I always liked that in the Santa Claus movies, they made the Tooth Fairy a big guy.
The Rock played the Tooth Fairy in a movie
once.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the Santa Claus movies, he's like this large man.
Okay, that's rather interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that.
Yep.
Now, apparently, and I don't know why, there's some controversy as to when the Tooth Fairy Day is, because some places celebrate it on Feb 28.
Oh, okay.
So if not, then this will be the day.
Well, they better get it right, because the Tooth Fairy's going to get real mad otherwise.
And the thing is, it says here, there is an ongoing debate as to whether the Tooth Fairy is male or female.
Oh, okay. Yep, see,
so,
there you go.
In today's political climate, really, it could go either way. Am I right?
Depending on how you feel that day. Exactly right. All right. We got birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Late Late Show host James Corden is 39 today.
Oh.
Yeah, you were talking about how we don't have a whole lot to talk about today. There's not even a whole lot of birthdays today.
Oh,
I mean,
we're just gonna,
come on.
Man.
That's why I got to do Howie D of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
He's 44
really?
Today.
Wow. I couldn't have even named a Backstreet Boy.
Yeah.
Until
I don't
today.
Know if I could have named Howie, but
all right. So when I say Backstreet Boy, who do you think of?
Brian.
Okay.
See, I think of Justin Timberlake, and he wasn't even one of the Backstreet Boys.
You are
well,
correct.
Why do you think of him?
Because he was in NSYNC, and it was like, same sort of
they're all
era.
But Brian was the lead singer. He was great.
Right.
Now he does Christian music.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What was
good
the biggest
him.
Hit of the Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet's Back.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. See, okay. There you go.
All right.
Let's see. Kristen Wiig is 44.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah. She's a funny lady.
Mm-hmm. From Bridesmaids and other things, SNL. Richard Armitage is 46. He's been in quite a few things, including the Hobbit flicks. He was the Thorin Oakenshield, the leader of the dwarves.
Of course.
Yeah. Ty Burrell, who's Phil Dunphy.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
He is funny.
Modern Family. Yeah, he's 50 today.
Oh, I have a story about him today.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see here. Tori Amos is 54.
She's a mess, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Right. Debbie Peterson from the Bengals is 56 today. Mm-hmm. Country singer Colin Ray is 57.
Okay.
We got Cindy Williams, who was Shirley Feeney.
She was.
On Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's 70 today.
Okay.
Can you believe that? Wow.
Yeah.
Bill Parcells is 76.
Okay.
New York
the
Giants.
Big tuna.
Yeah. Valerie Harper, 78.
Rhoda.
From the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And, of course, Rhoda.
Yep.
And Carl Yastrzemski.
No.
Did I say that wrong?
It'd be Yastrzemski.
Yastrzemski is 78.
Yep. He's a
Boston Red Sox
great
guy.
Player for the Sox. Paul Molitor, who was a pretty good baseball player, is 61 today. And, you didn't have Beanie Man.
Who is Beanie Man?
It says here that Beanie Man is a rapper.
Oh, okay.
How could I have missed it?
I know. Mats Wilander, he's a tennis dude, 53 today.
All right.
James DeBarge.
Oh, yeah.
54.
You know, that was on there, and I didn't include it because they're just always all on DeBarge with this service here.
Giada De Laurentiis. She's a cookie.
Giada.
Oh, yeah.
She's like really skinny and really pretty, and I just wonder.
And she shoves
She
food
must
in her
never
face?
Eat.
Yeah. Takes one bite of everything.
But her and Bobby do the Food Network star. They find like the next big Food Network star.
Got it.
Then she does her own show too.
She's 47 okay. today. There you go. And let me see. I thought I found Ron Dante. Ron Dante, who gave the world the Archies. Sugar.
All right.
He did all of the voices for the group.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, he was one person. And they sold, you know, like a jillion records, and of course they couldn't go on tour because it would have just been one guy
right.
standing out there singing.
Huh,
just
how him. Bizarre.
Yeah, it was. At the time, it was very unusual. And Steve Croft, a guy, one of the dudes on 60 Minutes, is 72 today. So that's 620.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, a former Obama aide is now considered a person of interest in the House Intelligence Committee.
No. That's yesterday's, I think. That's yesterday's. All right, let me see if we can find one for today.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Interesting note on CNN. They changed the headline of a story on the Antifa movement after members of the group apparently complained. Daily Caller reporting that CNN originally published the article under the headline Unmasking the Leftist Antifa Movement. Activists seek peace through violence. Now the fake news network then changed the headline to Unmasking the Leftist Antifa Movement after Antifa members complained. CNN wrote, editor's note, the story has been updated to clarify the counter-protesters, and they say they are not to blame for the violence at the Charlottesville protest. The story's headline has also been updated. Now, despite CNN changing the headline, the violence depicted by Antifa remained in the article. One activist describing how he pulled guns on, quote, fascists, smoke-bombed areas, and had been arrested several times during various protests. Jeff Zucker, good luck with the new merger.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
If you've got a 401k, IRA, or pension plan, I've got some bad news for you. This is Brett Kitchen, and the IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $18 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of over 90%, like the 1960s. There's a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax deferred, has no taxes in retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now at 800-908-1616 to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. No credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
So I'm a fan of food. I like eating, and I always enjoy the segment on the show where we talk about different kinds of foods and the things that people come up with, because sometimes it's so interesting and delicious sounding, but sometimes it's absolutely revolting. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So there's a whole diet that's based around putting butter in coffee, apparently. It sounds gross, and I don't even want to take the chance to try it myself, but this is worse. A TV sports reporter from Philadelphia named Jim Salisbury tweeted last week that he ran out of half and half for his coffee, so he put a scoop of mayonnaise in.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Salisbury said it's, quote, not half bad. Ugh. But pretty much everyone on Twitter disagreed and said it sounded horrible. It's not clear if any of them had tried it first or just felt like they could make a fair judgment regardless. I know my first judgment after reading this was a snap judgment of gross, but I think it's pretty safe to say that I'm not going to put that theory to the test. And hey, if you run out of half and half this morning, here's a little advice. Just drink the coffee black. It's really not that bad. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, they keep pushing the chances of rain back on us. You know, tomorrow was supposed to be a pretty good chance of rain. Now they've knocked it down to 30%. Anyway, here's the story for today. 98 for a high temperature. Heat index around 104 or so, and winds will be out of the southeast later on today. 76 for a low temperature tonight. 98 tomorrow for a slight chance of showers. Then 94, more clouds on Thursday and Friday, which will be good, about 94 on Thursday. And Friday, they say only 91, but the chances of rain will be 30% starting today, and then they elevate to 40% on Friday night, and they're telling us now Saturday there'll be a 50-50 chance of showers. Still at all, not sure. Fair skies we've got right now, and it's 76.
The biggest off-road savings of the year can be yours now at Polaris Fun Center during their factory-authorized clearance with rebates as high as $4,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. At Polaris, score a $2,000 rebate on Ranger XP1000 or get the 450 or 570 Sportsman ATV and save $1,000. The high-performance Razor XP1000 is a screaming deal with a $2,500 rebate. And for push-the-limit performance, choose the Razor XP Turbo and get $4,000 back. Award-winning Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas in Bryan, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder's Special Sale. Save 10% on their exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get their custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder's Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. The Pentagon has eliminated Lockheed Martin from an $85 billion competition to update the nation's land-based intercontinental ballistic nuclear missiles, one of the most fiercely contested defense contracts this decade. Instead, the work will go to Boeing and Northrop Grumman. Boeing got a $349 million contract and Northrop Grumman a $329 million award. Tesla's first bonds have fallen more than 2% in price since their issuance 10 days ago, the latest sign of Wall Street's ambivalence over the electric car maker's prospects. BHP today reported a return to profit as strong commodity prices helped it bounce back from a large loss last year. The mining giant also says it will sell its U.S. shale assets. The world's largest miner recorded an annual net profit of $5.89 billion for the year to June 30th, just short of forecasts. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We're saying thank you to guests at America's and Canada's Best Value Inns with our Hello Rewards program. We've done away with traditional points and tiers to make the experience all about you. Hello Rewards treats you to exclusive benefits, personalized perks, our best rates, and you can earn free nights at 1,100 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Settle In, Lexington, and Red Lion Hotels. Reward yourself. Join Hello Rewards today at myhellorewards.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board has dropped its opposition to the expansion of a Westside manufacturer over increased air pollution. A settlement with Sangoban Ceramics was unanimously approved last night following an executive session. Board President Trey Moore says Sangoban agreed to a 15% reduction in emissions for this and future expansions.
Sangoban is in compliance with TCEQ regulations. They're following the laws of the state of Texas. But I feel that by us bringing awareness to the issue and then they being willing to sit down with us and work with us, provide us the data, you know, to help reassure and see where the reductions are being made, I do feel it's a win-win. They provide a lot of jobs in our community, a lot of our students' parents.
Sangoban, which is awaiting a final decision on its plans from state officials, also agreed to give Bryan ISD $15,000. Moore says that will be spent on air quality experts to analyze annual air quality reports and to work with science students on air quality issues. The filing deadline is passed for this November's local city council and school board elections. One former councilman is returning and a second is seeking to come back.
John Nichols, who ran for College Station mayor last year, was the only candidate for the council position being vacated by Julie Schultz, who's leaving due to term limits. Former Bryan Councilman Mitch Moorhead filed shortly before the deadline for the single-member District 4 position, now held by Mike Sutherland, who is seeking re-election. Moorhead served between 2000 and 2003. Another filing in the final hour was Dietrich Morgan, who's running for the Bryan School Board against Julie Harlan, who is seeking her first full term. Also on the Bryan School Board, David Stastny drew no opposition to what will be his 10th term. There are three candidates for the College Station School Board position being vacated by Valerie Yokin. They are Shana Elliott, Geraldine Nolan, and Gerald Vervold. CSISD incumbent Michael Schaefer is opposed by Jacqueline Martin Huff. Back to the College Station City Council, incumbent Linda Harvell is opposed by Dallas Shipp. And there are two candidates seeking the seat being vacated by Blanche Brick, who is term limited. They are Brick's husband Bob and Eleanor Zarek Vasali. And Bryan City Councilman Greg Owens is running unopposed. Early voting starts October 23rd. Voter registration continues through October 10th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan Political Action Committee is asking the U.S. Justice Department and the Texas Secretary of State's office to allow Bryan voters to consider 10 proposed changes to the city charter.
You cannot deny people a right to vote. If they're registered to vote, no matter how you collect their signatures, as long as they sign it, as long as they're registered to vote, they can vote. You can't deny them.
Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions PAC disagrees with the city secretary, who determined 216 people who signed petitions were not registered voters. Sutherland, who is also on the city council, was the lone vote against accepting the city secretary's decision. Mayor Andrew Nelson says he's not surprised at hearing Sutherland is federal and state officials.
I've heard people say you can try to explain it, but you can't make them understand it. And I guess we are where we are. So hopefully maybe they can do a better job of explaining it so he can understand what's going on here.
The council majority agreed with the city secretary's certification that the PAC was 355 signatures shy of the minimum. Texas A&M police announced last night the investigation of email bomb threats that were received at several campus offices. While the threat was given low credibility, off-duty officers conducted a campus-wide inspection with special emphasis on student areas. While nothing was found, anyone who notices anything suspicious is asked to contact UPD. Since Friday, the Twin Cities have had 5 armed robberies and a 6th that has been attempted. There is a joint police investigation into the holdups where no one has been hurt and no shots have been fired. 4 of the 6 targets were convenience stores and the other 2 were motels. The timing has been generally between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Further information, including suspect descriptions, is online at WTAW.com. More than 7,500 College Station Utilities electric customers had no power yesterday morning for about 30 minutes. That's after birds came into contact with equipment at the CSU substation on Dowling Road. Those affected were multiple apartment complexes and businesses located generally along Harvey Mitchell Parkway to the west of Welburn Road to George Bush and to the east of Welburn Road to Welsh. Results are in from 2 annual fundraisers that are held in August. The Brazos Valley Food Bank's 24th Feast of Caring brought in more than $46,000. And the Junior League's 5-day Stuff the Bus school supply drive generated more than 28,000 items. That's an increase of almost 1,000 items. The collection included more than 11,000 pencils, 1,300 boxes of crayons, and 263 boxes of tissues. Monetary donations are still being counted. The Junior League also announced the recipients of $1,000 spirit grants are Mary Branch Elementary in Bryan and Rock Prairie Elementary in College Station. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this 2-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment. When we decided to open up the area's only locally owned compact construction and outdoor power store, we decided to carry top quality USA-made products such as Steel, Gravely, Boxer, ASV, and Gale. So whether you need a chainsaw, line trimmer, commercial mower, or a dirt moving machine, we've got your American-made product here at ASAP Equipment. We're at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff, south of the racetrack. Call 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you go.
High pressure in control of our weather today and tomorrow. Over the next week or so, we got to keep a close watch on the tropics to our south. We'll have sunshine for today. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. More sun tomorrow. It's back up to 95 to 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for a shower or a thunderstorm late, 75. Partial sun. The chance for showers and storms Thursday, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the AP Top 25 released yesterday. Meanwhile, Adrian Beltre had a 3-run homer to help lead the Rangers over the Angels last night, and more than a dozen players on the Cleveland Browns took a knee to protest the national anthem last night. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
But they won. Go Browns.
Maybe they'll do that.
After, don't look now. The Browns are 2-0 in preseason.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Well, best record they've had in years.
I was going to say, if you take out that those last two words of your sentence in preseason.
I know.
Okay, so that means that that their bad players are better than other people's bad players?
Yep.
Is that it?
Or
basically.
Young players.
Miles Garrett had his first sack.
Hey.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go.
Good for him. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Browns.
Yeah.
Sure. So let's see. The president spoke last night talking about Afghanistan. Yeah, he did a little speech there.
President Trump won't say how many more U.S. troops might be deployed to Afghanistan. He says conditions on the ground will guide the strategy and timetable from now on.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities.
The president declared that the U.S. has a clear plan for victory, attacking our enemies and obliterating ISIS. And he called out Pakistan for taking U.S. aid while sheltering extremist groups.
We can no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe havens for terrorist organizations.
Military commanders have asked for another 4,000 troops to join the 8,400 already deployed in Afghanistan. In Washington, Melanie Wilkes, Fox News.
Now, I remember President Barack Obama, I don't know if you remember when he was president.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it has. He was the first dude I'd ever heard say Pakistan.
Okay? Yeah.
Pakistan, yeah.
Because the rest of us say Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Okay?
Right,
and,
yeah.
And the president says Pakistan, so how are we supposed to? And then the reporter, though, said Pakistan, so, I mean, I don't know what.
There's just kind of like a Pakistan.
Yeah.
Pakistan.
Fine, okay. Anyway, I like the idea that he's not going to tell how many troops we're sending. I like that idea.
I think that's fine, too.
Yeah, because just take care of it, okay?
Yeah, right. And also, you know, it keeps it secret so that our enemies don't know.
Yeah, what a concept.
Wow.
Weird.
Well, but since the Russians hack everything that we do, they
it
already know.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they already know.
But no, when people say, well, we have a right to know. No, we don't have a right to know, and we don't need to know.
That's
if you keep me safe, take care of it, I'm fine.
And that has to do with stuff on the local level, on the state level, all of that. Look,
sure.
You guys and gals just handle it.
That's
okay?
Why we elected you, so that we don't have to do it.
Yep, that's right. Not our job. The president sees Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg as a threat to his reelection campaign in 2020. Zuckerberg is among the names on a list of potential Democrat challengers who Trump is watching, along with Elizabeth Warren. Over on the GOP side, Trump allies are reportedly keeping an eye on a possible challenge from John Kasich.
Do we think that he'll make it 4 years?
No. I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think he'll get tired of it.
They were calling for his impeachment before he was even
sworn in. Basically, sure. Right? Exactly. I was just curious.
Well, Newt Gingrich yesterday was on Fox and Friends, and he said the last thing he's got to do, the president, and I'm being very candid here, is he's got to quit stepping on himself. He's had a very good infrastructure press conference the other day, and then he stepped on it. He blew it. Guaranteed that it wouldn't get covered. Gingrich said he's got to be more disciplined. He's got to work as part of a team. And then I think he generally could work out to be a remarkably good president. But he's a businessman, and he's in charge of his companies, and he wants to do that in the presidency, and it's probably a different skill set. I mean, I like a lot of the things that he says, and he resonates with a whole lot of Americans, but the way the political process works is pretty sucky compared to regular business. We've said that for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If the government would operate like a business, it'd be much more efficient. But, you know, those guys and gals who are elected over there are to serve, well, not only in Washington, but in Austin and here locally, they just work in a process that's different than business and is frustrating to us. So, I don't know. I think he says things that resonate with a lot of Americans. It's just a matter of
not stepping on himself.
I like that kind of way of putting it.
Right.
So the driver who reportedly was behind the wheel of the van that plowed through the people in Barcelona was located and fatally shot by police, in case you missed that yesterday. The Secret Service is running out of money.
I saw this.
How is it? I can't imagine it. What, Trump is so expensive that he has to... It takes more money to protect him?
Right. Yeah, it said they're out of money. Basically, they don't have enough money to protect his family.
Yeah, I saw something like they spent $60,000 on golf cart rentals. What does that mean?
What?
I don't know. Why
can he just buy his own golf carts?
Yeah.
I have to rent them.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, what about a presidential golf cart?
Yeah,
you know,
they need a whole fleet.
The national cart. You know,
that's it. Well, maybe
golf cart one.
Yeah, I guess they'll find the money someplace. That's normally what they do. They got some fund for that. Some dangerous poll numbers for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. New public policy polling shows he has an 18% approval rating in his home state of Kentucky.
18? 18.
Wow.
1-8.
Ooh. Yeah, 1-8. Not
Yikes.
Good. But the deal is, I mean, he's not on the ballot again until 2020. I mean, he's got three more years.
He's got a little bit.
You going to impeach him? I mean, I don't think you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just 37% of the respondents said that they would vote for McConnell compared to 44% who said they'd just take any Democrat over him.
Oh, wow.
we don't care who you run.
Yeah,
just do that.
Just someone.
Huh? Yeah. CBS News and Politico report that Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana phoned in to a conference call for House Republicans yesterday. Of course, he was injured in that shooting and is still undergoing what they call intensive inpatient rehab.
Wow.
So still working on getting over his injuries there. Kind of an interesting story out of Houston having to do with a bombing or attempted bombing.
According to police, Andrew Schneck was caught trying to use wires, duct tape, and a flammable liquid to destroy a statue of Confederate Lieutenant Richard Dowling in a Houston park. That arrest occurred Saturday, but police captain Larry Satterwhite said it led to a search of Schneck's home Monday, where bomb-making materials were found and disposed of. Satterwhite said homes close by were evacuated.
Out of an abundance of caution, we want to make sure everybody is safe, that the public is not in harm's way.
Schneck pleaded guilty 3 years ago to unlawfully having chemicals in his home. He is set for a detention hearing Thursday. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, what's interesting is he was convicted in 2014, and part of that conviction came after a raid was done on a house in Bryan.
Oh.
His parents own a house here, and they apparently found stuff there as well. And so it was out of that, that's why he's on probation, because of the arrest and conviction back in 2014.
Yeah, we should probably lock him up for a little bit.
I'm thinking
think so.
Yeah, he seems a little unstable.
Local tie going there.
Yeah.
Oh. And we do we do have something to say about the eclipse and the president. Did you hear about that?
Oh.
Okay. Before last night's address.
I saw a lot of memes,
President Trump, along with his wife and son and members of his staff, viewed Monday's once-in-a-generation solar eclipse from the White House. The president, first lady.
Once in a generation? There's another one coming in 7 years.
I know. But they looked at the eclipse in the White House Blue Room balcony wearing protective glasses. However, the president took off his glasses momentarily.
He did, and he stared right at the sun.
He did it.
And before the eclipse even happened, I saw somebody post something that said, I can't wait until the pictures of Donald Trump staring into the eclipse go viral.
I know. I did.
I am the president. I can do whatever I want.
Exactly why. You don't do it, but I am the president, and I can.
I have the best eyes ever. It's not going to affect my eyes.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with David Guest with Home Instead Senior Care and Betamed about their scooters. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a shade tree that's just a little bit off the beaten path, I'm going to give you four today that would really fit into that category. Now, when I do this, there is some risk that you'll be frustrated by not being able to find them, but each of these is available, and a nurseryman can order it in for you if he or she doesn't stock it normally. Unusual trees that deserve more consideration in Texas landscaping, the subject of our program. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So we're considering today four unusual shade trees, trees that you may have a hard time finding in nurseries, but that are worth asking for, worth the pursuit. I'll start with Mexican redbud. If you want a redbud, but you like something just a little bit different, with much smaller and very glossy leaves and multiple trunks and with deep burgundy flowers, oh my goodness, I have the tree for you. It grows well in sun or part sun, and it can tolerate shallow, rocky soils better than most trees. Look for in nurseries handling native plants, especially in the spring, Mexican redbud. Lacey oak is one of my favorites. Time will come when this small oak will be mainstream. That's my prediction. It's a handsome 20 or 25 foot accent tree. It has blue-gray leaves that turn very pretty orange shades late each fall. If you need a small tree to enframe a patio or shade a small garden nook, this is it. It, too, is likely to be found in native plant nursery since it grows in the Texas Hill Country. It's adapted to both shallow and alkaline soils. Lacey oak, L-A-C-E-Y. I have one at the head of my driveway in a circular part of our driveway in the country, and it's thrived. It's been there for about 25 years, and it's about 8 or 10 inches in diameter, about 20 or 25 feet tall. I like my Lacey oak. Then there's Caddo maple. Folks who moved to Texas have maple madness every October and November. We're not exactly known for spectacular fall foliage in Texas. This tree, however, was found, selected, and introduced into the Texas nursery trade in the 1970s. It became quite popular. Unlike true northern sugar maples, this one seems at ease with our soils and our summers in Texas. Fall color, predictably, is wonderful. It's a medium-sized tree at maturity. Caddo maple, C-A-D-D-O. And then my fourth tree, this one's really unusual, and it's the smallest of the bunch, tree form, Nellie R. Stevens holly. The shrub form of this plant is anything but new. In tree form, it's quite the exception. In fact, you may even have to develop your own. Some nurseries do stock tree form plants. You can also select a shrub with a straight central trunk and then trim it as you would a crepe myrtle to train it tree form, removing the lower branches all the way up. I'm Neil Sperry, special plants of early fall in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the preseason top 25 is out, led by Alabama, Ohio State, and Florida State. That's the second straight season and third time in 5 years that Alabama has topped the list. The SEC has the most teams in the preseason poll with six. Texas A&M received three first-place votes but didn't break the top 25. Speaking of, the Texas A&M football team's August camp wraps up this week as they return to the field today after having yesterday off. Punter Daniel LaCamera was asked if he's been working on regaining distance on his kicks.
Absolutely, because coming out of high school, I was able to hit a 68-yard field goal. But then when the transition happened, he shortened my steps, which really brought my hips out of the kick and more just leg and making sure that I'm more accurate and less movement so that I can miss the kick. And it really shortened my distance for a while, and it really transitioned me from being just a natural long kicker to having to be explosive and in the weight room, and that's really how I gain my distance back now.
The Axe kick off Sunday, September 3rd against UCLA at 6 p.m., and you can hear the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Waco, a woman who reported that she'd been sexually assaulted has filed a lawsuit against Baylor alleging questions she faced from the university shifted blame away from her attacker toward her. The lawsuit filed in a Waco federal court yesterday alleges that Baylor's response to the attack violated federal Title IX laws against gender discrimination. That was even though university officials said new policies had been implemented before the attack in response to a sexual violence scandal that embroiled the Baylor football program. Meanwhile, Texas A&M Soccer's weekly radio show with Coach G. Guerreri returns for its eighth season beginning tonight from 7 to 8 p.m. at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. Fans can join the Aggies at Rudy's and listen live or tune into the broadcast each week on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
the 1-1, swinging a high drive, well hit ball, deep out into left field. Maben going back, he's at the wall, looking up, it's gone. For Adrian Beltre, his 14th home run this year, and the Rangers now lead 5-1.
Adrian Beltre hit a 3-run homer, and Cole Hamels pitched 7 effective innings as the Texas Rangers cooled off the Los Angeles Angels with a 5-3 victory. Game 2 with the Angels is tonight in Anaheim. First pitch is scheduled for 9:08 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Astros had the night off, but a key late-season matchup between pennant contenders is on tap tonight in Houston, where the first-place Astros of the AL West division play host to the NL East division-leading Washington Nationals. Tanner Roark takes the mound for Washington against Houston's Charlie Morton in the first of a three-game series. First pitch for Minute Maid tonight is set for 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, Jason Witten and the Dallas Cowboys held a training camp practice for thousands of fans at team headquarters, a first in the storied franchise's history. The Cowboys face the Raiders at AT&T Stadium on Saturday at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, Deontay Foreman's performance through the Houston Texans' first two preseason games has many raving about the rookie. Texans coach Bill O'Brien is not among them.
You know, he gets better. You know, he's a long way off, though. I mean, that's a second preseason game. I know we're all, you know, we got him, you know, getting measured for a bust in Canton, but you know, I would say that he's got a long way to go. I think he's got a lot of talent, but I think he's got a long way to go.
Foreman and the Texans hit the road to take on the Saints in preseason play on Saturday. Kickoff is slated for 7 p.m. And more than a dozen players on the Cleveland Browns kneeled last night to protest the national anthem. The protest was the largest so far in a movement started last season by quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who is currently out of the NFL, calling attention to what they feel is racial injustice in the country. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Earl, get your rear end out of that truck. You ain't going nowhere till you get our gates painted.
Ugh, dang old gates. I painted them suckers 5 times in the last 3 years.
You know, Earl, you could just take them off the hinges and get them to Jackrabbit powder coating for a superior finish that's going to last a lot longer than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I tell you, Jackrabbit chowder potent really does have a solution for all my metal problems.
Earl, this is getting ridiculous. It's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
ASAP Equipment is your source for skid steer loader attachments. We just got our first 2 loads of attachments in and are ready to sell them. We buy skid steer attachment brands such as Bradco, Sweepster, FFC, Harley, and Vernig in volume so we can compete with the online retailers, but we offer the local service and support you deserve. Come by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff south of the racetrack or call your local attachment experts today. ASAP Equipment, 979-353-0911. Or visit us at asapequip.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget, the president looked yesterday at the sun directly without sunglasses.
He's a true leader.
Yeah, I don't know what'll happen. Okay. Now, I think the lotto is going to be $650 million or
okay.
Powerball. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, the chances are whatever.
Yeah.
And then you hear this story. There was a pitcher named Mike Bassick Sr. who pitched against Hank Aaron in the game where Hank hit his 755th home run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bassick got him out, and one of his teammates gave up the home run. 31 years later, Mike Bassick's son, pitching in the major leagues, Mike Bassick Jr., threw the pitch where Barry Bonds hit his home run breaking record. Record-breaking home run.
Oh.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
He hit number 756. His dad pitched against Hank Aaron in the game where Hank Aaron hit the home run to break the record. 31 years later, his son gives up that home run breaking record pitch to Barry Bonds.
Crazy.
Is that bizarre?
Very.
What are the chances of that happening?
Go play the lottery.
That's it. That's what I'm telling you. There's a chance of showers. We'll talk about the weather forecast where he mentioned the...